Welcome to another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to visit with Big Stone Therapies here in Madison. Autumn Runglin's in the studio, Matt Carmody, and Melissa Drobny. And thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
We're masked up and social distancing, right?
Correct.
Yeah, got to do that. That's very important still. So even though the vaccines here are coming out here, have you been getting shots yet?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. All of you been vaccinated?
Correct.
Oh, great. Great. Good. Matt, let's start with you. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about yourself and what your job title is at Big Stone Therapy.
So my name is Matt Carmody. I'm a physical therapist at Big Stone Therapies here in Madison. I'm originally from Pipestone, Minnesota. Once I graduated from USD, from physical therapy school, started with my job here in Madison. Physical therapy, I'm looking at kind of gross motor balance, how well people and kids can move around and get around and get to where they want to go, as well as their strength in their legs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Melissa, why don't you introduce yourself, Melissa, and how long you've been working with Big Stone Therapies?
I'm Melissa Drobny. I graduated from Minnesota State University Moorhead with my master's in speech-language pathology. And since graduating, I've been with Big Stone Therapies for 11 years. I work with adults and pediatrics with both language and swallowing disorders.
Okay. All right. And Autumn, introduce yourself.
My name is Autumn Runglin. I'm from Beach, North Dakota. I graduated from the University of North Dakota in Grand Forks. I have been with Big Stone Therapies for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I work with geriatrics all the way down to pediatrics. Occupational therapy works with sensory processing disorder. We do developmental delays. We work with fine motor. Work with visual deficits with kids, so kind of everything under the sun.
Okay. All right. Well, as you mentioned, we're going to talk about working with children this morning. Matt, what's your specific job when working with children? What do you work with them for?
About? So with physical therapy, what we're looking at a lot of times is we're looking at their balance. We're looking at gross motor function, which is your big muscles, you know, your leg muscles. How well can you get around, move around? We're also looking at how they're developing. You know, are they hitting their milestones? Kids kind of go through a step-by-step process from when time that they're born until they get to teenagers, adolescents, that they're supposed to be hitting certain milestones. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when they don't hit those milestones, that's kind of when we come into play. So some of the things that I see is, you know, if a kid isn't crawling, if a kid is not sitting upright, you know, if they haven't transitioned to walking. We also work on different positionings with a condition, you know, it's called torticollis. It's kind of a neck tightness position, which can create other issues down the road. And as they get older, you know, we look at kids that may have low tone, which is, they're kind of, you know, a bad, they say this, but like a floppy, you know, they don't have that good strength, good control. Mm-hmm. Looking at balance, whether it's on 2 feet, 1 foot, or 1 foot, running, walking, kind of across the board, just making sure that, hey, can they get around and move around like they should, so they can continue to progress into adulthood.
Okay. Are children referred to you from the school systems, or how does that work?
So I work for when I'm working for Big Stone Therapies at our clinic, they're referred by their primary provider. Okay. So whether it's someone in Madison, Appleton, wherever it may be, I do go to the schools. I do physical therapy in the schools. That's a little bit different process. That's where we have to get an IEP, get a whole eval going across many different disciplines, and then they have to qualify in a different way for the school. But yes, I do see kids at the school as well.
I saw something on TV a couple weeks ago where doctors are concerned with kids because they're always looking down at their electronics. You can throw adults in there too, but mostly young children. Does that affect them in the long run, do you think?
There's actually a name for it. I think they call it tech neck. Tech neck, yeah. So the kind of that forward head posture. You know, I necessarily haven't seen any of that, but but yes, I mean, that can be something. If you have your kids starting at a young age and they get that kind of forward head posture down the road, that can probably create some issues for them as they get into adulthood.
Well, I definitely have tech head, neck.
Tech neck.
Tech neck. All right. You might have to work on me afterwards then. So, Autumn, let's talk about your job title and what do you see with children?
So I'm the occupational therapist here at Big Stone Therapies. I work with kids with fine motor skills. If they, again, have developmental delays, kind of like Matt said, where if they're low tone or they're just not developing at their milestones appropriately. And you can always talk to your provider about that, of what milestones are appropriate at what age. We also work with kids that have sensory processing difficulties, meaning sensations that they get that are incoming that you and I would get, their brain doesn't respond to that information in an organized manner. And so we work on helping that brain get organized for them. We also do, like I said, handwriting, letter reversals. We do eye-hand coordination. We work on scanning, working across the visual field. There isn't many local area people to help so much with the visual scanning, so that's something that we can do without having people having to travel a long ways away. Otherwise, we also do, like I said, just different diagnoses that might be low tone, cerebral palsy, kind of whatever comes in, working towards that, and just working on kids' function. What do they do for their activities of daily living? So at a kid, we would expect them anything that they can do to help, like, engage and play. Okay. That's kind of their main activity that they do.
Give me an example when you're with a child. You talked about letter writing or backward letter. Give me an example of
letter reversals.
How do you work with that?
So we work on a skill called laterality. Kids, I see a lot of B's and D's mixed up, or just plain reversals of like the letter S. So we just work with the neuroplasticity of the brain, reorganizing it, making sure they know the difference between left and right, and kind of that directionality seems to be the underlying.
All right. Any other examples you can give that you work with kids?
I do.
What's a common thing that you see?
We do see a lot of sensory processing difficulties. So kids that are either under-sensitive or oversensitive to different stimuli coming. Most often I see kids that are very on-the-go, hyper. They need a lot of proprioception sometimes. They're running into things. So we just help parents create a sensory diet for home life. And then, again, just doing some repetitive exploratory play with them to help organize that system.
All right. Boy, there's a lot to what you guys do, that's for sure, huh?
Yeah.
You enjoy your jobs?
Yep. Yes.
Matt? Okay. Yep. All right, Melissa.
As a speech-language pathologist, I'm working with pediatrics on their articulation. Mm-hmm. Do they have their correct sound development for their milestone age? Mm-hmm. Certain sounds develop first, and then once they have their sound development, then we go into their language skills. Can they produce phrases and sentences of the correct length? Can they put the subject and verb in the right order? And also, one of the areas that I see with pediatrics that needs some treatment is if you have a child that has a genetic disorder, for instance, Down syndrome, what kind of therapy do they need to be able to communicate their needs and wants to their caregivers and family?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's an interesting subject too. What's the most common thing that you see, Melissa, with speech with children?
Typically, it's articulation, errors where they're substituting sounds or putting sounds in an incorrect order, having to teach them how to move their articulators, meaning their lips and tongue, to produce the correct sound. If their oral motor structures are not strong enough, then we work on therapy for strengthening and their coordination of their tongue and their lips so that they can produce the sounds correctly. If that is still difficult for them, I do set up augmentative alternative communication devices to help facilitate their language, and then that provides a model for them to practice.
Practice, yep. I was going to say, that sounds like a lot of practicing there, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's very interesting. Anything else anybody wants to touch on here before we close? Or
one other area that I treat with pediatrics is if they have swallowing issues as well.
Yeah. That is a big issue. I think I talked to you, we visited before, Melissa, and we talked a little bit about that. That's a big issue, not only in children, but adults as well, right?
Yes.
Why does that become a problem, swallowing?
If they don't have the correct oral motor strength or control, they're not able to control where the food is going in their mouth, and then when they go to swallow, it can get caught.
Okay. That's happened to me. All right. Now, Matt, why don't you tell us a little bit about you not just work in the Madison office, but other offices?
So Madison is my home clinic. I do, you know, if other clinics need help, I've helped out in Montevideo, I've helped out in Appleton. But I also go one day a week, I go out to the schools. We have a contract with the school, so I'm there for anywhere from a half a day to a day, working out in the school, that's strictly pediatrics. Mm-hmm. I know I always get, oh, are you working with athletes, things like that. Nope, just strictly pediatrics. Working with kids with different developmental disabilities or different diagnoses that require extra services to make school a safe environment for them, as well as allow them to be with their peers as much as they can within the classroom and the school.
Okay. Autumn, you enjoy working with children?
I do. It's a great break throughout the day to sit down. A lot of our activities have to do with play. And so
with what?
Play.
Play. Oh, playing.
Just
okay.
Playing. Yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah. It's fun to get on the floor and play with the kids and doing stuff. And it's always fun to see them achieve their goals or make milestones. It seems they get excited over the little things, and that's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, just the reward or the excitement to see the progress of children, mm-hmm. when you're working with them. That's got to be a great reward for you guys, right?
Yep. Yes.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it. And hey, we got to talk more. This is interesting.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for coming in. That's Autumn Ronglin, Matt Carmody, and Melissa Drobny from Big Stone Therapies here in Madison.